Okay, KTNA listeners, we have Bert Hansen on the phone, and Bert is the Chief of Operations for this year's Iditarod Air Force. And Bert is getting ready to send some people off, and he's been kind enough to speak with us here. How are you doing today, Bert?
Oh, doing quite well. The weather's at least cooperating with us today, so we're able to get some things done, which is perfect.
Well, that really is nice for pilots, you know. For dog mushers, they can go rain, sun, or shine, and you guys need certainly some flyable conditions.
That is correct, and we certainly have them today. So.
Well, fantastic. Now, with the Iditarod going out of the Fairbanks this year, how does that change things for you guys? Is it much to change the locations for you?
Well, actually, it is, because it's a totally different race for not only the mushers, but it is for us. When we go out of the southern route, which we were supposed to run this year, we run out of Anchorage and then go up to Puntilla, across to Roan, and over to McGrath, and then up that way. And for the Iditarod, there's a lot more ski flying for us, and basically there's a tremendous amount more flying. Coming out of Fairbanks, we have to completely change our game plan, because everything pretty much out of Fairbanks is airport to airport, except for a couple of little spots.
Well, Bert, I imagine that you and the mushers share the same sentiment of ready to get the show on the road, and to get out of town is one of the hardest parts.
Yes, that is correct. We're just picking up people now to get people put into the checkpoints, into Manly Hot Springs, and Tanana, Nenana, and the initial start of the race, which is tomorrow morning.
Well, there's a lot on your mind. I bet that you too will be relieved when you hop in your airplane. What plane are you flying yourself this year?
I've got a 180 that I fly a lot, and we'll be using that, or the 182, and I can fly just about anything. I've been doing this for 34 years now, and I've actually physically run the race twice, in 1990 and 93. So.
Well, that sure makes it fun. Now, when you're flying, do you guys get to see the mushers? You get the aerial view of the mushers making their way down the trail?
You can see them, yes, but we're restricted, as everybody knows. You have to stay above 500 feet above the trail, and we keep an eye on what's going on, and the mushers all have trackers on them now, so which makes it much easier for us. So if we got one that's missing or doesn't show up someplace, we got a pretty good idea of where to go look for them.
Well, they do have a lot more eyes out on the mushers than they did back in the day that you did it, which is nice, but then it kind of takes a little bit of that sense of the big wild Alaska landscape. Do you have a favorite musher over the years that you like to follow?
Well, they're all my favorites. Let's just put it that way. I grew up with a lot of these folks, and I've been around them, like I said, for a number of years, and I have a lot of respect for what they do. And to say I have an absolutely favorite, I it's like saying which child is your favorite.
I kind of put you on the spot with that question, but I imagine there's a real close bond between the Iditarod Air Force and the mushers. You guys really can help them out in a pinch, and just, you know, the amount of safety that you guys have as a backup is really comforting for, you know, all of the volunteers as well. As you get going on to the villages, it must be like going to see old family members, seeing all the folks that you've known over the years too.
Well, it is, and you know, we see the young kids that are growing up and young adults, and there's a bunch of them that are involved with the Iditarod. A couple of them are even running the race, and it's just fun to watch the attrition.
Well, very good. Now, before we sign off here, Bert, I just want to wish you a very safe year this year. You guys do great work, and is there anyone that you want to reach out to on the radio waves before headed out?
Well, I'd just like to say hello to all the folks in the villages out there, and Unalakleet especially, and just let them know that we're all thinking of everybody out there. We're planning on running a very safe race, and we've got an extremely good track record, and we're going to keep it that way.
That's great. Well, we wish you all the best here from KTNA, Bert, and thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us, and we will certainly be watching closely of the progress of the Iditarod, and have a great time out there.
All right. Well, I appreciate talking with you, and take care now.
Okay, you too. We'll see you on the other side.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.